But some of my expressions are happy. Super beyond happy. Perhaps stoned in some, most likely, but smiling, grinning my chin off. Gazing at some guy adoringly, both on screen and off. Sometimes simultaneously. What expression did Madame Tussauds choose to embalm on my face? Impassive lay a me, staring stoically into the future with Jabba the Hutt giggling peacefully behind me. And why shouldn't he giggle? What's he got to worry about? Surely not his weight. He's either big-boned or no-boned. He could do with some toning. Well, but why bother? With impassive, sweaty-looking me as his slave and that annoying little rat and drag to amuse him. He's got a great life. One that Leia and I hope plan to put an end to very shortly. But hey, we can plan all we want because now we're forever trapped in invisible amber, holding quite still, so you can be photographed with all of us if you happen to be in the mood. The main thing you notice, though, about Wax Leia is that I'm almost naked. When you get close to my doppelganger, she might look a little thick-skinned or sweaty, so stay back if it bothers you. She might not have a beauty mark on her lower back, but hey, I wouldn't either if I could help it. Maybe the wax me could take over when the flesh me can't do it anymore. But the wax me would have to do whatever necessary thing it was in that fucking bikini. Everyone else got to wear their regular outfits from the first movie. I had to wear my outfit that Jabba picked out for me. Jabba the Hutt, the fashionista. Jabba the Hutt, the Coco Chanel of intergalactic style. Trendsetter, fashion maven, leader of women's looks in his world, on his planet and the next. In wax, I would forever be outfitted by outlaw Jabba. In wax and out, I would forever be stone-faced. I've rarely talked about Leia at length, not deliberately in any event. I'm asked about her all the time. How she is, what her plans are for episode 8 and 9, how things are going with Harrison. Is he feeling better since the crash of his starfighter or whatever sort of plane spaceship he was flying the day he crashed? Why wasn't I with him? I'll bet I was glad now that I'd stayed home. I wasn't going to let him fly for a while now, was I? That must have been scary. But then, he always has been reckless, hasn't he? That's why you make such a good couple. You're one of the few people who don't take too much of his guff. It turns out that she matters to me, Leia. Unfortunately, sometimes I feel as if I'd rather concern myself with almost anything. But, as it happens, I've spent the lion's share of my life, starting at 19 and continuing 40 years on, jauntily into the present, being as much myself as Princess Leia. Answering questions about her, defending her, fed up with being mistaken for her, overshadowed by her, struggling with my resentment of her, making her my own, keeping company with her, loving her, wishing she'd finally just go away and leave me to be myself alone. But then wondering who I'd be without her, finding out how proud I am of her, making sure I'm careful not to do anything that might reflect badly on her or that she might disapprove of. Feeling honored to be her representative here on Earth, her caretaker, doing my best to represent her, trying to understand how she might feel, doing what I can to be worthy of the gig, and then feeling beyond on ridiculous and wishing that it would just fade away, leaving me to be who I was all those years ago. Whoever that might have been before Leia eclipsed me, informed me, and made me angry and resented when other people would try to put words in her mouth without consulting me. You mean I got to decide all things Leia only between sequels? When the camera goes on, I get handed a script to memorize? What would I be if I weren't Princess Leia? A great big nothing without one piece of fan mail to call my own? Someone who didn't have to defend her right not to look good in a bikini over 45? With no bad hair to look back on wistfully? No nights spent thrashing around in bed sleeplessly wishing I hadn't used that awful Dick Van Dyke British accent while conversing intensely with a man in a mask who would turn out to be my father, even though he'd used some horrible bad dentist in a sphere, giving me a root canal without Novocaine as a form of torture? If he knew he was my father, why would he do such a thing? Unless it was to show me how good my actual real-life father was. If so, what an amazing, though delivered in an arguably life-threatening manner, perspective to provide me with. Unfortunately, this perspective was delivered too late in my life to do me any real, actual good. It could have been done to challenge me, force me, if you will, to make it do me good. It was done because he trusted that I had sufficient strength to be able to apply this insight. God never gives us more than we can handle, so if he gives you a lot, and in this case, I'm talking about Vader, take it as a compliment. It means he thinks you can handle a lot, with or without Novocaine. What would I be if I weren't Princess Leia? I would never give a celebrity lap dance, or be considered a serious actress, or have used the term nerf herder as though I understood it, though I didn't at all. Never have met Alec Guinness, or been a hologram where I recited earnestly a speech I'll remember all my life until I get dementia because I had to say it so many times, or shot a gun, or been shot, or not worn underwear because I was in space. Never, 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 I'm sobbing as I write this, have been way overexposed, or have had adolescent male fans think about me up to 4 times a day in a private place. Never have had to lose huge quantities of weight. Never have seen my face millions of feet high long past the time when that's a good idea. Never have gotten a quarter of a point in the back end of the movie's gross, I think. Never have had the Force, or a twin, or been friends with a huge, moody, howling, not monkey, but maybe a hairy creature. Never have been asked if I thought I'd been objectified by silently wearing a gold bikini while seated on a giant, laughing, cruel slug, while everyone chatted gaily around me. Never, never have been in an airport and heard someone shout, "Princess!" as though that were my actual name, enabling and requiring me to turn around and politely respond, "Yes." Never have had my entire planet blown up in front of me, including my mother and entire record collection, while looking at a small blackboard with a circle on it. Never have talked to robots or teeny bear-like creatures whom I would then feed snacks. Never have been asked, "Who do you think you would have turned out to be if you weren't an intergalactic princess. I'd be me. You know, Carrie. Just me. This is Carrie Fisher. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of The Princess Diarist by Carrie Fisher. This program was directed by Jessica Kay, executive producer Dan Zitt, tax copyright 2016 Deliquest Incorporated, production copyright 2016 Penguin Random House, LLC, all rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.